But it was in 1970 that he founded Devon Energy Company?
Yeah, 1970, 71. Of course, during the 1960s, the oil and gas business went through a real drought. The price of oil was stuck at $3 a barrel. Costs were up. Natural gas was not of much use. They sold most of the assets out of that partnership, retaining one major asset in New Mexico. So they sold all of those, and that partnership really ceased to do business in the early 60s. And my father went on to do a variety of different entrepreneurial things, from owning a TV station in Beaumont, Texas, an interest in banks here in Oklahoma, radio stations and movie theaters in Hawaii. The most interesting, at least from my perspective, was an oil well supply business in Libya, which at that time was run by King Hedris, long before Gaddafi took over. And that led my father to get introduced to English merchant banks, Swiss bankers, people of that sort. And he recognized that there were many Europeans who had a desire to invest in the United States because of the security of the United States. Some of the European countries, particularly the Scandinavians, were talking about imposing currency controls that would restrict your ability to take currency outside the country. Hard to believe in this era that someone would do that in this era of globalization, but that was in fact a fear in the early 70s. And most importantly, they wanted to invest in the oil business because they thought there would be an appreciation in the price of oil, but they did not want to take the risk of drilling oil and gas wells. And so he had the idea of starting a new company that would raise money in Europe that would be focused on buying producing oil and gas properties in the United States. He persuaded me to come join him. I really had not intended to do that, but he persuaded me to come join him. And I said, okay, I'll do that for a couple of years. Thought I'd get some practical business experience. And here I am, lo, these many decades later.
We think of accountants as being probably droll personalities. But here's your father, who had a very outgoing salesmanship-type personality who knew accounting, and he was able to use that combination to sell all these companies.
By no way did my father fit this typical stereotype of an accountant.
Devon. Why the name Devon?
Well, my father had sold most of those businesses, one that had generated a tax loss carryforward, and they had named it with the totally unlikely name of Okay. O-K-A-Y, which really just came from, what are we going to call this? And someone said, okay, I don't know, call it whatever. And so they stuck it with okay, but it was just a shell company that had a tax loss carryforward. We were in London raising money for the very first part of our business. Actually, my father and I have slightly different versions of this story. His version is that we were looking at a map of England, and he was going down a list of the counties because the lawyer said you got to come up with a name and it has to be better than that silly name. We're going through the counties, and finally he got to Devonshire. And I said, well, Devonshire, that's where the geologic age, the Devonian age, was named. It was the type rock for that geologic formation. So there is a tie to geology, to oil and gas, admittedly a bit strained. But let's call it Devon, a short name. No one can mispronounce it. And so we named it Devon. Now, my recollection is that we had that conversation at a bar on the end of the park after a long day of meeting with investors. And I suspect they're both probably true.
Were you thinking of the oil business at all?
No, I had done the typical zig and zagging that a lot of people do in their youth. I had a geology degree from Princeton, an undergraduate. I had then gone to law school at the University of Michigan. I'd clerked at the U.S. Supreme Court for Chief Justice Earl Warren and Justice Tom Clark. Tom Clark was retired, so I was technically carried as his law clerk, but I worked full-time for the Chief Justice. I then worked for the Office of Legal Counsel in the Department of Justice, which is basically the Attorney General's office, at the tail end of the Johnson administration in the first couple of years of the Nixon administration, and was ready to move on and was interviewing all of the law firms in Washington, D.C., totally planning to practice law in Washington, D.C.
So was it a phone call?
Yeah. Well, you know, he'd been planning the idea at Thanksgiving and summer vacations and finally got serious. In fact, when he finally made an offer, I said, Dad, I can make more money than that practicing law here in Washington. And he made a comment that only a father can make. Larry, I don't really think you're worth that much. And I said, well, Dad, that may be true, but, you know. So he somewhat begrudgingly matched the offers that I had from law firms. Of course, it wasn't much money then. I forgot. I think it was $60,000 to $70,000 in 1970 dollars, not much. So I moved here and started work.